بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء المرسلين وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من تعلم في شبابه كان بمنزلة رسم في الحجر. Brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we are discussing about teaching our youth. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The person who seeks knowledge while in his youth is similar to the act of inscribing something upon rock, like engraving in a stone which will remain forever. They are ready to learn." Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Verily, the heart of a youngster is like an empty plot of land. It accepts whatever is planted therein." We should teach them before others teach them. We must understand their problem, the difference between adult and youth. There is a great difference between adult and youth, we must remember. Adults have once been youth, but youths have never been adults. There's a problem for them, a pressure is called peer pressure. Too many leave the years of youth and enter adulthood unprepared. They must become prepared socially, mentally, physically, and spiritually. We underestimate them, their ability. We should focus for their future. Youths need to face the problems of social pressure. We call peer pressure. There is tremendous pressure to do what those around you are doing. But they need to learn to think for themselves rather than blindly following the way of the crowd. So it is the duty of generation to teach and guide the next generation. How important is to teaching the youth and focusing youth. One of the companion came from Basra. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked about the people of Basra, are they accept the wilayah of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam? And he mentioned such people were few in number. And even that which they did do was little. Imam replied, "Alaika bil ahdas fa innahum asra ila kulli khair." You should put it forth to the youngsters, for verily they hasten towards anything good. I advise you to work on the youth. So they are ready, they have ability to learn. But we should not address challenges of today with the solutions of yesterday. And this is the most important thing. As Imam alayhi salam said, "For surely they have been created for a time which is different to your time." So we should teach them as Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The person who is fully aware of the time in which he is living will never be overcome with bewilderment of the things around him. The person who knows, recognizes, and understands the time in which he is living will never fall prey to confusion." So if they are ready, they can face the challenges. So our main focus and consultation is that we must first identify where the pains of this generation lie. What is their problem? Identity crisis, lack of self-confidence, sense of hopelessness, confusion, impact of electronic media, entertainment, and others in the society, drug, sexuality, so many things. When you understand, when you realize, then you know how to guide them. What is the best guidance? The Book of Allah, the Prophet, and the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We should turn to them for guidance and follow them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.